What percentage of global carbon emissions is Britain responsible for?
Historically or in present terms?
Currently.
About 1%?
About 1%.
1%. So if we reduce our carbon emissions to zero and destroy our economy even more than we already have, we will reduce global carbon emissions by 1%. That's what we're talking about. Now, that's what we're talking about, right? And the promise of net zero was, well, it doesn't matter that it's 1% because Britain is a global leader. We will inspire the world if we destroy our industry and hand it over to China, who's going to make the same things that we still need but dirtier, and then we ship them back here on ships that use the dirtiest fuel imaginable. If we do that, the Chinese will be inspired to commit industrial suicide as well. The Chinese clearly are not as stupid as our leaders, so they haven't committed industrial suicide. That is what net zero has done. We have the highest industrial electricity prices in the developed world. That means we basically cannot make anything in this country anymore, and we will not be able to make anything in this country anymore until we let go of this ridiculous idea that we will inspire other people to jump off a cliff like lemmings because we did. It doesn't work. It's not going to deliver prosperity. And James talks about we need a strong economy and we need net zero. Those two things are incompatible. You can't have both. So either you choose to make your people prosperous, or you choose to pursue. If that's not what you said, then forgive me. I thought what you said is we need both of those things, and I'm saying we can't have both of those things. We are going to have to abandon completely the idea of net zero. We can definitely continue to invest in new technology, and we should be, pursuing newer, cleaner, cheaper forms of energy. But the number one priority of government policy going forward should be to deliver the cheapest, possible, reliable, abundant energy that we can, so that A, our industry can thrive, and B, so that you are not paying ridiculous electricity and gas prices because we have some of the highest energy prices for consumers in the world as well. Net zero is industrial suicide, and we've been committing it for far too long, and it has to end. Yeah.